Save big at Banana Republic Factory with 60% off the entire store. Our biggest sale of the year. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance. Stock up on dresses, shirts, and shorts under $15. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
Good morning, Tariq. All right, we got to look at oil prices. I'm looking at some real-time data right now. WTI edging closer towards that $50 a barrel mark. Brent futures, most active contract, over $52 a barrel. Obviously, investors still having to digest that OPEC decision to extend production cuts. What's your outlook on global oil prices?
Well, our outlook in the very short term is that oil is likely to remain range-bound pretty much where it has been, over the past, few months, largely within the $45 to $55 range. Longer term, we are a bit more optimistic. We believe that oil prices are headed higher. However, the rebalancing in the market or the gap between demand and supply, now we think that's actually going to take longer to adjust, mainly because of very strong production coming from the U.S. But nonetheless, we believe that adjustment will happen over the course of 12 months. So we could see oil prices head higher, $60, $65 a barrel. But maybe over the next 3 to 6 months, it's more range-bound action.
Now, when we talk about oil prices, very often the discussion here in Malaysia is that we have to talk about the ringgit as well, But, even with the recent declines that we saw in oil prices, yet the ringgit has gained about 4.5% against the US dollar so far this year. Are we seeing a decoupling between oil prices and the ringgit?
Now, I think, one of the main drivers for the ringgit, recently is the fact that, ringgit has underperformed, significantly, compared to some of the regional currencies. The environment has been very positive overall for emerging market currencies and, Asian currencies. But however, the ringgit was largely underperforming. One of the reasons was that, the outflows from Malaysian debt were quite significant in the first quarter. That's mostly foreign holding of Malaysian debt. So, from that perspective, the ringgit didn't perform very well. But, going forward, we believe that strength is likely to be limited, firstly because, the central bank at this time would prefer to accumulate foreign reserves or any foreign inflows that come in. The central bank is more likely to, take them into its reserves as opposed to leaving them in the market. So from that perspective, the central bank would largely curtail significant ringgit strength. And also, as you mentioned, oil prices at this time, they don't look like that they're, going anywhere, pretty soon. And also the fact that we've seen palm oil prices come down significantly. So some of the, positive drivers for the ringgit over the next 12 months have actually decreased.
Now, just to be clear here, on one hand, you're saying that the strength in the ringgit is limited, but yet Stan Chart turned positive on the ringgit last month. So can you just help us understand that better again? Just flesh it out again. How do you reconcile, on one hand, strength in the ringgit limited, but Stan Chart turning positive on the ringgit last month?
Actually, last month we turned positive because at that point the ringgit had significantly underperformed the regional currencies. But since then, we've seen quite a few, quite a bit of gains in the ringgit. We didn't expect that the gains in the ringgit would come, so quickly. But, at this point, the way we look at things, any gains are probably likely to be limited. In fact, the ringgit could underperform some of the other, regional currencies. So, from that perspective, over the last month, the gains have, accounted for some of the positives.
Yeah, thank you so much for that clarification there. And indeed, you're right. The Malaysian ringgit in the month of May so far, at least according to this numbers that I have here, the ringgit is Asia's best gainer so far this month. Now, switching over to fixed income, though, your recent report highlights an opportunity to shift some of your exposure from developed market high yield bonds towards EM, emerging market dollar government bonds. Real quick, how much does Malaysian government bonds feature in your shift?
Actually, Malaysian government bonds are not a very big part of the regional index, of the regional dollar index. In fact, China is, by far the biggest, component there. So from that perspective, probably that doesn't affect, ringgit bonds or Malaysian dollar bonds to that extent. However, the regional environment, which is supportive for emerging market bonds in general, stable China growth, lower volatility, Fed rate hikes, which are generally, in line with market expectations. So all of those things are also supportive of Malaysian bonds, both dollar bonds as well as, local currency bonds, as long as the ringgit doesn't fall significantly from here. So, those factors, we can assume a positive return for, local government bonds and dollar bonds as well from here on.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Save big at Banana Republic Factory with 60% off the entire store. Our biggest sale of the year. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance. Stock up on dresses, shirts, and shorts under $15. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.